The Agagiers found the corpse of Qabil al-Din lying in the courtyard beside the abandoned yoke of the Sheba. Osman Atalan called all his men to horse, and for many days they scoured both banks of the river. Osman was in a murderous mood when at last he returned to Omdurman, without having found any trace of the fugitive. This was a bad time for the women to come to him and tell him that Al-Zahra was also missing. "How long has she been gone?" he demanded.
8 days, exulted Caliph.
"The same time as Abadan Riji," he exclaimed. "What of the woman Al-Yamal?"
"She is still in the Zenana, mighty Adalan.
Bring her to me, and her servant also." They dragged in the two women and flung them at his feet. "Where is your sister?"
"Lord, I do not know," Rebecca replied.
Osman looked at Al-Nur.
"Beat her," he ordered. "Beat her until she answers truthfully."
"Mighty Caliph," Nazira cried, "if you beat her, she will lose your child. It may be a son with golden hair like his mother and the lion heart of his sire."
Osman looked startled. He hesitated, staring at Rebecca's belly. Then he snarled at his Agagiers. "Leave us. Do not return until I call you." They hurried out of the room, relieved to be sent away, for when a caliph and emir of the Beja is angry, all men around him are in jeopardy. "Disrobe," he ordered. Rebecca rose to her feet and let her robe drop to her feet. Osman stared at her white protruding belly. Then he went to her and placed his hand upon it.
"Move, please, my darling, move," Rebecca begged silently, and the fetus kicked.
Osman jerked away his hand and jumped back.
"In God's name, it is alive!"
He stared in awe at the bulge.
"Cover yourself!"
While Nazira helped her to dress, Osman tugged furiously in his beard as he considered his dilemma. Suddenly he let out another angry shout, and his Agagiers trooped back into the room.
"This woman," he pointed at Nazira, "beat her until Al-Yamal tells us the whereabouts of her sister."
Two of them held Nazira's arms, and Muman Digna grabbed the cloth at the back of her neck and ripped it open to the knees. Al-Nur hefted the kerbash in his right hand. The first blow raised a red stripe across her shoulder blades. Screeched Nazira, and tried to throw herself flat. But the Agagiers held her. She howled.
"Wait, Lord, I will tell you everything."
Rebecca could bear it no longer. "Stop," Osman ordered. "Tell me." "A stranger came and led Al-Zahra away," Rebecca gabbled. "I think they went north towards Mutaima and Egypt, but I cannot be certain of it. Nazira had nothing to do with this."
"Why did you not go with them?"
"You are my master and the father of my son," Rebecca replied. "I will leave you only when you kill me or send me away."
"Beat the old whore again,"
Osman waved to assuage his fury, without endangering the well-being of the son, who might have blue eyes and golden hair. Rebecca clutched her belly with both hands and cried,
"I can feel the distress of my son within me. If you beat this woman, who is as my own mother, I shall not be able to hold the boy longer in my womb."
"Hold!" Osman shouted. He was torn. He wanted to see blood. He drew his sword, and Nazira quailed under his gaze. Then he rushed at the stone column at the centre of the room and struck it with such force that sparks showered from the steel.
"Take these two women to the mosque at the oasis of Gedda."
It was a lonely place run by a few old mullahs 50 leagues out in the desert, a religious retreat for the devout and for students of the noble Koran.
"If the child that Al-Yamal brings forth is a female, kill all three of them. If it is a son, bring them back to me and make certain they remain alive, especially my son."